This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook, talking about an entrepreneur. This is one of those guys, from the minute I heard his name, I knew I wanted to meet him. From the day I met him, I've been glad that I met him. And even furthermore, every time I get to see him, it extraordinarily enhances my life because of the wisdom, vulnerability, and honesty that he has. The incredible entrepreneur, Bobby Castro. Welcome to the Playbook.
Wow. Thank you, David. And thank you for those kind comments, man. Coming from you, it means a lot. Thank you, man, for having me.
Oh, you know, you're one of my favorite people, as I was saying before, and it's not just sucking up or kissing your ass. And how I judge someone is how they make not only me feel, but other people feel. And invariably, your name comes up in so many different conversations in helping other people. Yes, you've made, you know, close to $1 billion in your life. You have done it the old fashioned way, with intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. Nothing has been given to you, which is always a common bond between me and other entrepreneurs. I always ask, hey, you know, who here grew up poor? And half the audience raises their hand and I say, I feel sorry for the rest of you. Where does that generosity perspective come from that allows you to change your self-image so that you can achieve more and more in your journey?
Great question. My mother was a waitress all her adult life. I became a waiter when I left school. And I saw my mom growing up serving others. And it was a little different, Dave, versus today. Right now, a waiter or a waitress comes up and it's automatically, they expect that 18%, and now it's 25%. But back in the day, they didn't have that technology. And my mother really had to get along with personalities, really be kind no matter how difficult that personality is. And I witnessed that compromise she clearly understood. And slowly but surely, I caught on to it when I became a waiter, and it led me to really scale a company to understand personalities. And kindness is very powerful. I've been at some of the very large negotiating tables with some of the largest private equity firms around, and it's incredible kindness, man. You always prevail and you really come out with a solution. And I just treat to practice life with kindness, no matter what status, stage you are in life. I want value from that interaction.
And value is derived in two different ways. And it's really derived by either giving people what they like, more of it, or taking away what they don't like. A lot of people make it complex. You're one of those entrepreneurs that simplifies everything, and it's a true testament to your success. But things weren't easy as well in the education side of things. Yep. But yet you're an extraordinary author. You have your book, Upsiders, next to you. And looking at that book, Upsiders, I have a saying: you'll never overachieve your own self-image. And Looking at the upside and understand a positive mental attitude, the PMA that you teach so many people, how can we help other people not listen to the opinions of others, to the negative talk that's repetitive in their subconscious, so that they can find the light, the love, and the lessons, quote unquote, the upsiders of the world who achieve more and believe more?
Yeah, I talk a lot about it in my book. And by the way, upsiders.com/book. I'll give the book free. All you have to plug is in I Am Upsiders. Simply upsiders.com/book. Plug in I'm Upsiders. I want this book in every Bobby Castro's hands. And I talk heavily about what you just asked about, and it was distractions for me. We are so distracted without understanding we're distracted. And it's actually distracting us from what really matters in our life. When you really focus on that, slowly what happened to me, Dave, clarity started developing. And this development started to become very obsessed of creating this belief within me. I have a 9th grade education, no rich family, started a company with $1,700, was not my money, it was my mother-in-law's money, and I sold it for $1 billion. Think about that. Talk about giving something energy and focus. And only one thing I found out, Dave, that happens, it grows. And a lot of us, including me, and I speak about it in my book, we're giving energy to all these areas of life, and that's why nothing really grows. So, Bobby, okay, what should I be focusing and giving energy to? Okay, what matters to you? And when you really think about that, you start asking yourself, like I do every day, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I not doing this? Why do I need this? Why don't I have this? And it's just, I get really deep, but this is what it took for me to really dive deeply and just not swim on a shallow level. And a lot of us are not understanding what I just said. Dive deep on what matters to you. What do you really freaking want to understand? What is it going to actually take? But it takes a lot of work to get there. This did not happen to me overnight. I talk a lot about it in my book. I talk about how it actually did happen. Distractions are very dangerous.
They sure are. And that question that we ask ourselves and those like us, for the sake of what, will allow us to overcome the suck. I was with Bob Parsons, the founder of GoDaddy. He exited for about $4.2 billion. And he said something really interesting that I think is applicable to you. And it was funny because I was interviewing him, and he's in his 70s. Unlike you, he looks like he's in his 70s. This is Bobby. He looks like he's 35, but he's a little bit older. So don't let him fool you. He's so good looking. But Bob Parsons said to me, you know, Dave, if you love what you do, and my eyes roll on the film because I'm like, yeah, you never work a day in your life. And he didn't say that. He blew my mind, and I actually thought of you when he said it. He said, Dave, if you love what you do, but you learn to love what you don't like, and you learn to love what you don't love, you learn to love what other people don't like and other people don't love, and you're able to do it every day without quitting, life will tell you all its secrets. And when you read Upsiders, Bobby's given you all those cheat codes, all those secrets. Now you have grandkids, and you and I know if they want to play Fortnite with us, we're not very good at it. But if someone gave us the cheat codes of Fortnite, we'd kick their butt. For you, do you have any advice for those people that fall into the distraction of being focused in on what they don't want, what's missing, or what other people want for them instead of what they want?
Absolutely, Dave. So check this out, and I'm gonna really quick show you distractions are at all levels and all stages. I had a company that I had no clue that was worth practically $500 million at that time, and we wind up saying yes to it for $250 million. I was distracted. We took $250 million instead of the $500 million because we were distracted. We didn't understand what we actually had. We were busy doing some other things. Then it happened at another level, 600 million and even a billion. I could have gotten more than a billion. So my point really quick, we all fall victim to distractions at all levels, including me even today. So what I've come to learn, and I focus on this every day, I'm all about value. Am I receiving value, what I am currently doing, that aligns with what I want passionately in my life? It's either yes or no. Like right now, I'm on this podcast. I am receiving value because it aligns exactly what I want out of life. Well, Bobby, what is that? A better version of Bobby. Well, how are you doing that? Being surrounded by a Dave, giving value to others. Who's listening to this? So ask yourself, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't care if you have a $1 billion company or a $1 million company, or you're a waiter like I was one day inspiring to become an entrepreneur. Are you receiving value on your minute? I call them non-refundable minutes. You never get them back. A lot of us, including me, I mentioned in my book, we give them away, we burn them. We don't even value our minute, which is called time. What am I receiving? And it's either yes or no. So am I receiving some stuff talking about this dude? Oh my God, look at his Ferrari and all this, which is great. But I just burned 7 minutes of my life talking about someone's Ferrari and all that versus what could I have done with that 7 minutes? That's how extreme I am as to clarity. So how I measure that, Dave, am I receiving value on the time that I'm consuming myself right now, investing? It's either yes or no. If it's a no, stop it, pivot, shift, and align to what is going to give you value as to where you and what you want.
You and I are so aligned in that. And I try to describe good behavior as behavior aligned with where you want to be or better in the divine time, utilizing time as a dependent variable of all matter. And bad behavior is simply that which interferes with where you want to be or better. So you can spend those 7 minutes, you know, discussing someone else's Ferrari and what they have, or you can actually spend that 7 minutes go getting what you want in that divine time. Now, you mentioned time several different times, and I do believe that time, and I study it every day. I study everything from physics, quantum physics, metaphysics, Einstein. I study my own calendar because I believe inherent within the calendar is what you pay attention to during the day, but not just what you pay attention to, what you're giving your intention to. What are you doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with where you want to be or better in divine time? And I know that what you pay attention to, as you've described, and what you give your intention to, which is applicable to the way you live your life, equals the coincidences, the luck, the karma, where everyone else is like, oh, Bobby and Dave are so lucky. Can you believe the family they have, their health, their wealth, their happiness? You know, we have a shared love when we get together because, like, hey, that's man, right. How are you? And you're like, fantastic's an understatement. I'm like, I know exactly how you feel. Yep. Where other people are like, oh, my marriage sucks. My health is bad. Like, all you get is a laundry list of victimization. How can we help people share in the discipline that it takes to utilize time in order to effectuate the divine direction and divine time in what we want?
So for me, and I know a lot of your listeners are entrepreneurs, business owners. So I started really simplifying things in the sake of getting more out of my minute, meaning, again, I want to receive value. So for example, if you have a company and you have a 1 hour meeting, an hour and 10 minutes, I don't feel any meeting deserves more than 20 minutes other than a board meeting, because we're talking about a topic, we're talking about an issue, and then we have takeaways. The next meeting is to now see the action items of those takeaways. It should be no more than 20 minutes. When I started really simplifying things, only about one word called solutions. If we focus on solutions, you will figure out, including the ones that don't own a business, you can scale your entire life by really investing your time meaningfully. So you can get, I try to get 2 days out of 1 day, and I haven't succeeded. I get maybe a day and a half, and I really wake up early. I'm very intentional of getting value today. I want value today to increase a better version of Bobby. I'm passionately obsessed with that. And think about it, if you're obsessed with that, I am receiving value. I'm actually upsiding my life without me even actually knowing, on all levels, financially, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, it just starts rising. So think about it. If you're a business owner, how, just to look at a measurement point, your meetings, are they 10 minutes or are they 40 minutes? Why are they 40 minutes? And you'll start saying, wow, man, I just used up maybe 20 minutes in that meeting. I could have had 3 other meetings to move the needle. Think about it. When we're with my wife of 33 years, dude, 33 years, third of a century. We are giving each other value. So we don't argue. We don't burn in just our minutes by arguing unless it's for a divorce, because we understand there's no value proposition there. We're going to have a bad vibration for the next week. There's not going to be no sex. There's not going to be no emotional connection. It's going to be a void. It's going to be stress. We get no value out of it. We want to continue fertilizing our life. And I know this is super deep for most. I know, but I can tell you, as my testimony, I only have a 9th grade education. I have no investors, never had investors, including that real estate portfolio of $750 million. Never an investor. And I didn't get that real estate because I sold a company for $1 billion. That's been going on for nearly 25 years. Think about what you can scale in your life with time. Time is the most precious asset. This is the magic that happened to me, my brother. All the distractions faded. People that I love, family members, faded. I loved them from a distance. And it started coming together of what matters, what I wanted to create a legacy for my family. So I wanted to do something different in my family where I want my name mentioned 100 years from now, Papa. They call us Papa Mimi, our grandchildren. That is a lot of work and a lot of focus, a lot of intentional invest in our time. And it's powerful, man. It is powerful. You scale, you start really summing up people, summing up your employees. What's the ROI? Is this employee giving value to the company? Is it a return on the event? You really get to answers really quick, and it's called transparency. You don't start lying to yourself. Everything becomes transparent.
I love it. I was mentored by a guy named Bob Proctor, who you may have heard of or know, but Bob told me I created what was called the 5-20 rule. 5-minute phone calls, 20-minute meetings. In fact, even my interviews is, you know, people ask me, why do you keep them so short? Because Bob taught me after 5 minutes on the phone, you're just visiting. And after 20 right. minutes in the meeting, you're just visiting. So be selective. Do you want to visit with your grandkids, your kids, your wife, or do you want to visit with someone you barely know or are associated for an activity you get paid for with? And so when you're very clear on who you want to visit with, you can see how you can effectuate that 5-20 rule that you and I share as well. To finish up, and I think you are the epitome as well with your marriage. I look to so many as I live in that same, I'm only 26 years in, but it's the most important relationship, the most relative one to me. And I love you let other family members fall away because I've done the same thing as well. I still love them, but I am not going to let people bleed me just because you have the same blood as me. And I'm not going to let you push my buttons just because you installed them. It's not going to happen. To get your book, you go to IamUpsiders.com. And
no,
what
you
was,
go to what, go to upsiders.com forward slash book. And then to get it get it for free, put I am Upsiders.
Perfect. So you put in I am Upsiders. So I want to finish with the two most powerful words in the world, which you intentionally put into that code, I am Upsiders. It's I am. And so I thought we'd finish on one of my favorite topics. What does that mean to you, I am?
I love it, dude. Listen, oh man, I just love you, Dave. Every time I spend time with you, man, I just get stimulated. Check this out. I am 1 out of 8 billion. Everyone wants to talk about a lot of supply and demand, which is relates to business. Bitcoin, for example, 21 million coins, supply and demand. I get it. It increases in value. I, Bobby Castro, I am 1 out of 8 billion people on the planet. Never again, ever, there'll ever be another Bobby. Do you understand the supply is 1 out of 8 billion? But yet, how dare me sit on the couch and not take advantage of that incredible asset? That's just not for me. It's you and everyone that's listening to this podcast. You're 1 out of 8 billion. That's what I think.
True. I do too. And I have changed. I shifted my own paradigm from, and I think you went younger like I did with, I want more of everything, more happiness, more health, more wealth, more worthiness. And when you understand I am 1 in 8 billion, you change your perspective to I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And this is the upsider's mentality. Right. And this is what you talk about with distractions. What are you doing to interfere with your potential, your truth, your 1 in a billion value that you are brought onto the earth? And to get here, by the way, it's like 1 in a trillion chance get here. And so you're already, I don't know the multiplication. I did go to a lot of school, but I would trade my formal education for your education in business any day of the week. That's how much I admire your situational knowledge and intelligence. And I, by the way, as we finish up, I do want to distinguish one thing, because I come from a poor family with a teacher as a mom, and all my siblings went through the Ivy Leagues. The fetus wasn't fully developed till after graduate school. Any parents or kids out there, I want you to know there's a difference between being a good student and being intelligent. Right. And so we shouldn't separate those people that go to school or don't go to school, because intelligence is not necessarily equated to being a good student. There's plenty of Harvard dropouts and high school dropouts and elementary school dropouts that are extremely intelligent people. They're just probably not good students, or maybe they didn't even have the interest in being one. So I want to point that out because Bobby's one of the most intelligent people. And if you get
Thank
an
you.
opportunity to get his book for free, upsiders.com, I am Upsider into the code, you'll get it for free.
Yep.
It is a great blessing and gift that he's giving all of us. Bobby Castro, I want a promise from you that we're going to be doing more things in 2024.
You
And
better believe it,
remember, most
Dave.
importantly, ask me for help because the world needs more of Bobby Castro. I will tell you, I know so many people that you've changed their life. You've
Thank you.
changed their life. And there's many out there. And so it's nice to know, because there's always the haters out there, that there's more people singing your praises and blessings. And I know, and your dear friend there with us as well, that the world
Yeah.
needs more of Bobby Castro. So please reach out to me, do more with me. Everyone, check out Upsiders. Hold up the book real quick for everyone there at the airports and hotel rooms. Want to make sure you get Upsiders, upsiders.com. One of the greatest entrepreneurs in America,
Thank
Bobby
you, Dave.
Castro. Thanks for joining me. This is
Thank you, man.
Entrepreneurs
I
the
love you,
Playbook.
dude. Thank you for having me.
You got it, brother. Great interview. Thank you.